voice is clear at this thing. Clifford wants to talk to you about how to handle the announcement. He will call you if he hasn't already. So I think that this is all worked out.
Things all fine, Mr. President.
Yes. I think it's all fine. He's going to call you, and I hope before the day's over.
Thank you so much, Mr. President.
Russell, there's one thing I want you to insist on when I'm no longer here, and I want you to do it for me. There'll be many things, but there's one thing that I want you to work on like you did old Tom Dodd, if nobody else stays with you, and that is make them keep Bill Driver in the Veterans Administration.
If I can, I'll sure do it. I think he's a good man.
You and Tiger Teague and all you veterans, he is a career man, and he was appointed there, and he is one of the best administrators we have. He's never mentioned it to me. I don't know whether he wants to. I just don't know how they change him. I kept Kennedy's man, but I doubt that Humphrey and Nixon would keep another one. I never heard of him. He's just a career man, but he's one of the best. And every veterans organization, Legion, all of them are strong for him. Every congressman, senator I ever heard of is for him. But as chairman of that committee, you can just tell them, by God, I ain't going to confirm anybody for the job. You just got to keep this career man. We're not going to have politics played with our veterans, because he's generous and he's fair, and he handles these organizations, and I just hate to leave him.
Well, I had to filibuster to keep them from taking away the jurisdiction I had.
If that's
I've
right.
Got the jurisdiction, you can count on me standing by Driver, because I think he is a good, solid
yeah,
man.
I know. He is, and he's a good career man. He's your friend. Just remember that, and God bless you, and I hope your troubles are ended, and you tell Clark how to handle it. He says he's got problems. He wants to talk to you about how to handle it, and I told him just so you handled it and announced it. That's what I want.
Right. Well, worst comes to worst, just go ahead and announce it now.
Well, he's going to call you today, and I think he will. He just wants to see who you notify, and he says it's in some congressman's district, and he wants to tell the congressman, and all I give a damn about you, though.
Well, it's in Speedy O'Long's district, and Speedy has never found a way to do a damn thing to help you.
Yeah.
So I don't see that it makes any real difference.
Yeah, well, you just...
It seems to me as though Speedy would do well to learn that if you want somebody to do something to you, you got to help them sometimes.
Well, that's probably right. Tell him that. Don't tell him I told you. When he calls you, you just tell him how you want it handled.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Goodbye. And don't say I don't stay on my friend.
I won't say that.
Bye.
Thanks a million.